This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard. All right, welcome back.
This is the Big O Show.
We take you a little bit more. We got about another half hour here on the program. We told you we're going to talk to my man Mike from Mike No Go Zones. You got to go to the website on YouTube. It's Mike No Go Zones, and he goes where most won't, like New Orleans, like the South Bronx, like Opa-locka, like Baltimore.
South side of Chicago.
Well, that's next. Syria was a place he went to, and we had him on a couple weeks back to promote it. Well, in order to get to Syria, he went through Beirut, and so he did a video special also of his trip through Beirut. It's a shorter episode. It's one. It's probably his shortest episode on his YouTube page. But it's amazing because it's not what you expect, and that's the best part about his series is that he takes you to places that you would think you would never go. But then when he's done, you're like, oh wait a minute, that place is not so bad. There's some really nice people. There are some good places to go. Maybe I should check it out. So Mike is kind enough to join us now. Mike, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, how you doing, Big O? First of all, thanks for having me on. Good afternoon, everyone. And wow, let's hope this nightmare pandemic passes us by one day. Hopefully sooner the better.
Yes, I'm with you, man, because you look at what's going on now, and we don't know when this thing is going to end, Mikey. We'd all love to see it end. But it's just one of those things that every day there's a new, like yesterday when I'm watching and they're telling us, well, maybe it's better for everybody to start wearing masks because you might be able to transfer this while you're talking. And now it's like, okay, so it's not just the things you touch. It could be the air you're breathing. And that's how contagious this thing is. This is scary, dude.
It's unreal. It is crazy. And not only that, it's affecting all of us. I mean, no sports to watch. Speaking of which, I'm going to say one question I wanted to ask you. The draft is when, the 23rd or the 26th of April?
No, 23rd through the
25th. How monstrous are those ratings going to be? Talk about a captive audience.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why Dana White wants to do UFC 249. Because he knows he's the only thing on the planet. So he'll pick up people that don't even like UFC, and he'll get people to maybe like UFC. All of a sudden, that's why Dana White doesn't want to bring any normalcy to us. He doesn't care about that. He just knows it's great business to be the only one on.
And
the NFL owners, they know the same thing. And they go, okay, we're the only dog in town, the only dog on the planet. Everybody's going to be watching us. Let's get this thing on. That's why the NFL wants to do it. They want to, and so does Dana White, because they know. I mean, look at ESPN. They pushed up the Jordan series because they know that they're going to get a better audience at this time, because they don't know 2 months from now we might be more at work, we might be back to our lives, so they'll have less people. Now, like you said, captive audience. We've got everybody at home right now.
There you go, captive audience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good reason to watch my series, too. I mean, if you're tired of Netflix this whole Tiger King mania going on, yeah, it's a nice switch up.
That's right.
But, yeah.
No, go.
I was saying, the video I just released, I released it last night, actually, and you're right, it's only 7 minutes long, because I wasn't in Beirut long enough to do. Usually my episodes brought between 30 to 40 minutes, but, you know, when you're only there for a day and a half, I couldn't record as much, but you're right, Beirut is an amazing city. It's a very, I was going to say, what's the right word?
It's vibrant. It's vibrant.
Very vibrant, yes, vibrant and mixed.
Yes.
You will see a nightclub next to a mosque, next to a casino, and a church, all like within a block.
Right. Yeah.
It's really mixed. It's all jumbled up together.
When I watched it yesterday, I think I forgot what the number was, but was it like 16 or 18 different religious
religions? Correct. Yes. There's 18 official religions in Lebanon.
Yeah,
and it's crazy.
One of the things that I found very interesting is how there be two different places of worship literally next to each other, which is something that
Correct.
You would think would cause some kind of a problem for somebody, but it's they're very open about, you know, exercising whatever religion you want to exercise. So that's actually pretty cool that it's not you're not forced into one type of religion and one type of thinking. They allow people to choose whatever they want.
Of course. But they have a really weird, unique way to divide the power up too. I don't know if you remember, like to be the president, you have to be of one religion. To be the prime minister, you have to be another religion.
Right.
Now, what that causes is sectarianism. And just think, like, to be the president, you have to be a Maronite Catholic. So if you're not, then that means you will never, ever be president. And for some people, it's like a slap in the face. Like, hey, how can you? It's like it's a form of discrimination if you think about it.
Of course.
So it's kind of weird, like, how it's set up. And they did have, let's not forget, they did have a brutal civil war there that lasted 15 years. Now, of course, that all ended a while ago, but still there's, you know, some scars remain, and I'm sure some people lost family members, and there's going to be a little resentment for a while. But for the most part, the people of Lebanon are kind of united now. Well, this is before the whole pandemic, because the protests that were occurring right every day was united all the people against the government, because they're just so tired of the corruption and the sectarianism that rules over the society there.
Wow. That's so tell me a little bit about the freedoms there, because, you know, a lot of people think that maybe they're kind of limited in what they do. It looked like.
No. It's,
Go ahead.
Women can wear whatever they want. I mean, you hit up a nightclub. It's like South Beach, you know, it's the fashion you wear there is totally up to you.
Right.
Now, with that being said, yeah, you do see a few women in hijabs, but it's not the majority, and it's kind of like you wear what you want to wear, you eat what you want to eat, and there's pretty much every type of cuisine available, and the alcohol laws there are really liberal. It's like being in the States almost.
And it's right on the water too, so how are the beaches there?
It was too cold when I was there, so it was freezing actually.
Okay, but how do they look?
But they do look nice, yeah, okay. they do look nice.
Okay.
It was, well, unfortunately, I went to a seaside cafe and it was just pouring rain. So I pretty much was staring out into a misty, you know, misty Mediterranean sea, but it still is, you know, it's still nice to look at. And during the summer, I hear it just totally, a lot of people go there from all over the region to party on the beach resorts there, because they're known for bringing in DJs and live music. And, you know, plus because the laws there are so liberal, let's say you're living in a more conservative society like, I don't know, like Kuwait, you know, if you go to Lebanon, you could totally let loose, drink, and, you know, go gambling and have a great time. Whereas in their home countries, they can't. So it's kind of the playground of the Middle East.
Okay. Well, interesting. You would figure Dubai is the playground.
It is, but Dubai is really expensive.
Right.
Dubai really caters to the really high, you know, the jet set.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, it's great if you got the money, but if you're just a regular guy, yeah, you can go to the beach in Lebanon and, you know, crack open a drink and, you know, have a good time.
That's amazing stuff. Mike Fiorellino, by the way, joining us. You can follow his show on YouTube. Go to Mike No Go Zones. Find it there. Subscribe. Check out the latest video from Beirut. Check out the Syria one. It's a two-part one. It is fantastic. It'll blow you away. And then he's got several other episodes from different places he's been to. Once this pandemic is over, what are the plans? What are the cities you're going to visit? What's the next no-go zones?
Oh, well, if you watch the very end of the Beirut video, I announced it. It's Detroit.
Okay. All right.
You changed my mind. Because when I said it, I think when I was on your show, I said, I was thinking of Atlanta, but Atlanta doesn't have that same, you're right, it doesn't have that same cachet of danger. So I figured, let me stay in the States. Let me hit up Detroit.
Okay. All right. What's and what's other ones that are maybe that you're on?
L.A.,
after?
Definitely L.A. and St. Louis.
Dude, but L.A., you can, like, go to multiple places.
Oh, I know. There's no shortage of no-go zones there.
Yeah, dude, because you could go to, like, Compton, or then you could go to Long Beach. You can go to East L.A. I mean, there's a lot of challenging places because it's that place. You know, I've been there now several times, and, man, that place is enormous. holy crap, that place is enormous.
It definitely is.
There's a reason why they're all the streets are run down. There's no way there's enough money in the world to keep up with all the streets and bridges and highways and everything that they've got going on in L.A. That thing is so huge. It's amazing. So, yeah, L.A. would be, dude, you've got like multiple episodes in L.A.
No, absolutely. I can definitely. Yeah, we can actually do another episode here in Miami, too.
What's next? Which one? Because I know you did Opa-locka.
Opa-locka. Well, you know, I think I mentioned to you when I was on your show, Miami Gardens, I think, would be compelling because we've all been there too. I mean, I'm sure between just me and you, how many Dolphin games have we been to, Hurricane games? So, you know, we went to a couple of concerts there.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, it's just amazing how this beautiful, let's be honest, that seems really nice. I really like what the ownership did there. Really a beautiful stage for whatever event you want to hold. But why is that community so, you know, they call it Murder Gardens.
Really?
That's the nickname they give to it.
I didn't know that. And really?
Yes. It's an area that, you know, people just drive in. For example, you go to a game, you leave right away. I mean, you tailgate after the game or whatever, and then you drive home.
Right. Yeah.
No one lingers in Miami Gardens for any reason.
I got you.
And it's a real shame why can't they capitalize on that? Because, you know, again, the city of Miami Gardens has a captive audience of all these people, but no one sits there to goes to a cafe or eats anything. Everything that is done there is done strictly at the stadium.
And by the way,
and then we all leave and go home.
And all they do is add more events there because you're adding an F1 race. The practice facility is going there now to go along with Rolling Loud, Jazz in the Gardens, football games, Dolphins, concerts. I mean, it's the tennis tournament. It's amazing because it's a year-round type of thing. They have a slew of events, so it really behooves them to try to create something around that really could, you know, get people to stay and stick around or go there early to go to places early on and then go to the events, that kind of stuff. If you're Miami Gardens, you have to find a way of taking advantage of all of that.
It's amazing how no one politically has thought of it or tried. I don't have the answer, but I would definitely like to dig deeper into like, why is this being ignored? How can you have all these tourists and people come from all over the world? Like, I remember I went to see a Barcelona game years ago there. And
oh yeah.
You had tourists from everywhere, from Europe, from Latin America, from all over the States. And I'm like, wow, how can Miami Gardens capitalize on this? This is right here in our backyard and they're losing out big.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. That's, I never thought of that, but that is, that is interesting, man. Mike, tell them a little bit about the website so they can check it out over on YouTube.
Okay, if they go on YouTube, it's Mike No Go Zones, or you can go on. It's on every social media platform: Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I do have a website, MikeNoGoZones.com. You can go there too and access all the links there. Everything's there. It's plus there's a little bit about my background there, like, you know, why I'm doing this and, you know, what's the end game.
Okay.
But you can go there too. And, you know, I guess keep listening. Another thing, like, listen to your show. I mean, it's, I can't thank you enough for helping me promote this series and for being a fan. I'm as big a fan of yours as you are of mine. So it's, I'm really glad you allowed me to do this.
Well, I appreciate it, bro. I admire what you're doing. I think it's really, really cool. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And by the way, I just realized something. You are a Libra like I am. I'm born October 1st. You're born October 9th. I didn't know that.
Wow, you have a good memory.
I just realized. No, I'm looking at your Twitter page, and it says born October 9th.
Yes.
So I am cheating, but I just noticed that you and I are Libras. So I didn't know that you were only a couple of days right after me. So good stuff there.
Yeah, there you go. And I share the same birthday as John Lennon. Who, ironically, is my favorite Beatle. You know.
Yeah. Well, there you go, and that's my license tag, John Lennon. There
no kidding. Okay.
Yep. I got the. I figured I'd get something music related or sports related, But I didn't want the dolphin one because it had the new logo. So I said, all right, I'm going to get
it. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
I hate the new logo. I can't stand the new logo. I hate it. I can't tell you how much I hate the new logo. It's
too friendly looking. There's no menace to it, you know?
I only hate Jeffrey Loria slightly more, okay? That's just all I can tell you, all right? I mean, slightly more I hate Jeffrey Loria. The logo's just right under Jeffrey Loria. I can't wait till they get rid of that crap. But anyways, my brother, I appreciate you as always. We will continue to promote my no-go zones, and I can't wait till you go to the streets of Atlanta or anywhere else that you go, my brother. I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're all Chicago. How great would it be to go to a game together or a show? Yeah, I mean, who knows when this is
going to
finish.
Well, once this gets going, we'll definitely be going to a concert soon. But although we might be going with masks and gloves if we go to a concert. I mean, really, seriously, early on, I don't know. It's hard, like, when they lift the restrictions to go right away to a place where it's packed with other people. That's going to be kind of dangerous at the moment.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it's – I think – you think people are going to be so pent up, though, to do anything social, I mean, to witness anything. But then again, you have a good point. I mean, let's be honest, these concerts are sweaty, they're hot, they're full of people.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Now, remember – we have the people that are still not even taking this serious, and they'll go out anywhere, you know, like Dana White.
True.
That's willing
not
to do
yet
anything.
True.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So those people, the second you lift the restrictions, they're off and running. So, yeah, there's going to be but there's a lot of us that are actually being careful, and we have family members. So that's the thing, that a lot of us that are being responsible, we're not being responsible just for us. We're also thinking of our loved ones. You know what I mean? Like Bill thinks about it, not just for himself. He goes home and it's his parents that he's got to see. I got to see my daughter, my wife. You know, I don't want to pass it on to them. So most of us as Americans, we're not just watching out for ourselves. We realize that we can hurt the people we love. So we're looking out. But we have that group of individuals that they just don't give a crap about anything.
It's very selfish behavior.
Right.
Extremely selfish.
Right. And it's going to be off and running. You know what I mean? Like yesterday, I read the story today of that lady that got arrested in the Keys. And she gets to the roadblock. They tell her, ma'am, you don't live here. You don't work here. We cannot let you through. So she leaves the roadblock, but then makes a U-turn, goes back and tries to get through the roadblock again. And they tell her, you can. And she says, well, no, but I got to get in there. It's my bucket list to drive through all the Keys bridges. That's all.
Jesus Christ.
And she gets arrested for that. You know what I mean?
Of course. And deservedly so.
Deservedly so. Exactly.
I mean, bucket list, come on. I can wait.
Of course that can wait. Plus, that's a terrible bucket list. Seriously? I mean, that's your bucket list, driving. Come on the bridges of the Keys? Really? Come on.
I mean, for me, it's the pyramids of Egypt, but that's me. But anyway, what can I tell you?
I mean, you want to cross the Golden Gate Bridge? Okay. But come on, the Keys bridges? Oh, please, that's nothing. That should not be a bucket list for anybody. I mean,
what's that saying? Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah,
but
that woman, no wonder she's from Wisconsin. They're that bored that's their bucket list. That is just sad. Anyway, Mikey, you are the best, my brother. Keep cranking with Mike No Go Zones, and we will continue to support it, my friend. I appreciate
you. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. And listen, stay safe.
You got it, my brother. You too. You stay safe.
All right.
You go.
Take care.
You got
all
it.
Right.
Mike
Bye-bye.
Fiorillino, baby. It is Mike No Go Zones. And go to his YouTube page. Check out the episodes. You'll learn a lot about a lot of these places. Just watch the Opa-locka one. You will learn things about Opa-locka you never knew, and then you're going to go, oh, wait a minute. When this pandemic is over, I'm going to go visit that brewery.
The brewery, yeah, man.
You're like, what? They got a brewery there? Yeah, dude. Yeah. So go check it out. And he's also on Twitter at Mike Fiorillino 2. You can follow him there on Twitter also. But it's Mike No Go Zones is the website.
Really good cool stuff. Idea, man.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And actually, talking to him, I said to him, do you like know, are you a black belt? Like, you know, do boxing? Like, considering some of the places, like, you know, and then, no, No, just, you know, normal guy.
Myron says Mike needs to go somewhere in Central America. All right, we'll tell him, my man. We'll tell him. I'm sure eventually he'll get to some of those places. Let's see. If Greer drafts the DT from Auburn, I'd be okay with that. Guy has killed the SEC, and Ed O swears by him, and the kid from South Carolina. Oh, the kid from South Carolina is a badass. Let's see. What else do we? Pilar Avila says, I recommend the video, has wonderful content. Well, thank you, Pilar. Let's see. What else? Hialeah Bread says, Super Bowl said live from Miami Gardens, but showed South Beach. Yeah, they do that all the time. They always say South Beach, and none of the teams play on South Beach. John Santos says, hey, are you going to do Sirius this weekend? Yes, I am on tomorrow morning on Mad Dog Channel 82 from 8 to 11 a.m. So, yes, I will be there. Hialeah Bread says, I wish they'd make that last year's classic uniform a primary. I'm with you, man. Yeah, that stupid whale is terrible. Mark McIntyre says, need a full face shield guard the eyes too. I mean, eventually we might get to that point. Dom says, the overseas highway is awesome. Floridians take the keys for granted. Yeah, that's what Bill was saying. I've driven through the Keys many times, and I've driven through the Golden Gate Bridge many times. I'm just saying, okay? There's no comparison. I'm just telling you. Just drive through the Golden Gate Bridge. That's a bridge you want to drive through, okay? The 7 Mile Bridge, it's nice, whatever, but sorry, man. It's just not the Golden Gate Bridge.
No, but the Keys is very unique. The way it's this island, there's a bridge. This island, there's a bridge. And it's all pieced together. It's very unique, man.
I get it. It's unique. I get it. But it's not bucket list. It's not bucket list.
If you're from Wisconsin, it could be. Because you always want what you don't have. They don't have anything like that. Nothing.
Thank the Lord I'm not from Wisconsin. Nothing wrong with Wisconsin, but obviously it must be too boring that come on, bro. Bucket list is that?
I mean,
Mike No-Go Zones just said it right now. Like pyramids of Egypt. Now that,
right,
that,
yeah.
That's a bucket list.
Well, you're talking about wonders of the world, man. You know, that's
Halle Berry. That's a bucket list.
You win Halle.
Just saying, she's smoking hot.
I will say this. There was one thing that
the Lord made something really special in Halle Berry.
No doubt.
Okay.
There's something that when I was up in Racine, Wisconsin, and it's like the biggest busy street, and it's got the mall, you know, the big mall there. Okay. Now, right catty corner, right across the street, was a lot the size of the mall, the land of the, you know, that same square footage. And it's just filled with ducks, okay, that have obviously migrated down from Canada.
Right.
And they could not do anything to that land because, like, this is where the ducks go, you know, sanctuary, whatever this, that, for their habitat.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and the thing is, like, you see all these cars and all this major traffic, and here's this field over here with these ducks that are like, hey, we'll be back next year. This is ours. You're not taking it.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, it did have some cool stuff. Wisconsin actually was really cool.
786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. You can also reach out to us on Twitter, and that is at Big O Show. Follow us there as always. Remember I told you about the Texas students that they chartered a flight to Cabo San Lucas, 70 of them, and then 44 came back with the coronavirus. Some of them came back on commercial flights. They all didn't come back together, which makes it even worse because they probably spread it to somebody else on those commercial flights. So everybody's ripping the Texas kids, which they deserve to get ripped, right? But the Nevada-based Just College repeatedly encouraged the students to go ahead with their trip and refused to offer refunds despite repeated warnings by health officials against non-essential travel. At least 44 of the 70 students that boarded the chartered flight from Austin to Cabo on the 14th have now been diagnosed with COVID-19. They're all students at the University of Texas at Austin, which confirmed the number of infections on Thursday. A New York mother whose daughter was supposed to go to Mexico says the company should be held accountable for telling the students there was nothing to worry about. "I certainly think they were lulled into thinking it was safer than it was," said the woman who asked not to be named because of the online harassment against UT Austin students in recent days. Her daughter canceled the trip days before the departure, but the company has declined to offer refunds. "Based on publicity available, information that has been reported, we believe that there is no compelling reason to reconsider travel to Mexico at this time due to the coronavirus," a Just College representative told her in March 12th, in a Facebook message read by the Daily News. "We believe that our destination remains among the safest and most enjoyable destinations in the world to visit right now," the representative wrote, noting that there were more corona cases in the U.S. than in Mexico. However, it's still unknown if any of those students brought the virus with them on the plane, as it takes several days for the symptoms to begin. Some people may not even experience any symptoms, experts say. So how about that? Now that part, now first of all, see, the other student from New York, they decided not to go. And now they can challenge this company, sue them, whatever, and they'll get their money back. Because they've got a case now.
Hard, a really good case, actually.
Hey, let me tell you something. Because I've done this before. Southwest Airlines, if you cancel a flight with them, you get credited. They don't give you your money back normally. Well, we had obviously flights to Vegas. And when I canceled them, you know, there was, I wanted to, they gave me a refund. And there was no questions asked because of the coronavirus. So, you know, they were understanding in that situation. It's not fun for them to have to return us the money, I'm sure. But they were very understanding in that situation. And that's how these guys have to be too, Just College. They deserve to get sued because they put people at risk. Now, I also blame the kids and the parents. Because if you know the pandemic is going on and it's building, you got to decide not to go. Because I was already wary about Vegas weeks ago. I was already saying, man, I don't know. I don't know about going. You know, I was like, man, if I got to go, I got to go with a mask on the entire time. I was already planning. Weeks ago, I was saying that. So you got to take this serious. And that's the problem, that you got to stick to your guns. And I get it that, I mean, listen, they chartered a plane. They got to have money. If you chartered the plane, then, you know, you're not broke. You got some cash. If you have the kind of money to charter a plane, then you can say, you know what? I'm not going and I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to sue you. Because they're going to get their money now. There's no way that legally their argument's going to last in court. Because this coronavirus thing is, there's no way you're going to get even a jury that's going to be unbiased about it. Because everybody's suffering from this thing. So they have everything to stand on there. The only thing is they got to go after this company. But to for them to do that, that's disgusting that they actually did that. Sad, man.
Not only that, then they release that statement that they think it's okay. Yeah. It's like not only they like doubled down on it.
Yeah. More news yesterday out of the Tua camp. He underwent a voluntary medical recheck Thursday that was facilitated by the NFL Combine, and the results of the comprehensive exam were overwhelmingly positive. Laura Rutledge says, the mouthpiece. The recheck was performed by Titans team doctor Thomas Bird in Nashville, where tags – has been training, a source told Rutledge, the mouthpiece. Bird was chosen by the NFL team physicians. All 32 team doctors and trainers were allowed to give input on the type of exams they wanted done. The rep told ESPN the results were shared with all 32 teams, the rep said. Bird is one of the premier hip specialists in the world and has done many hip surgeries on NFL players. The doctors also received the scan that Tags had about a month ago to use for comparison as part of the evaluation. So there you go. Says, I'm 100% now. I'm ready to go. And again, more propaganda that's thrown out there. And it's, again, means nothing to me whatsoever. Because just because you've recovered from an injury doesn't mean you can't get re-injured. Doesn't mean you're durable. Doesn't mean you can take hits. And by the way, nobody in their right mind is going to put Tua out there in week one. So he's not ready to go. He can tell you all he wants that he's ready to go. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. He suffered this injury in November. We are now in the beginning of April. It's only the third day in April. So do you think from November to April, he's really 100%? Of course not. He's 100% that he can run around and throw the ball a little bit. 100% that he can take a hit. Oh, and by the way, they hit you right on that hip all the time in the NFL. Just saying. It's, again, it's nice propaganda. I just think it's not the smart thing to do to pick this kid at number five. To expect him to stay healthy is just nuts. I just don't see it happening. Again, I will understand if they draft him because of the Drew Brees desperation and this league is desperate. But it just doesn't make any sense to draft him. Let's see. Tua 100% and can play a game today, he says, and I believe it. You go ahead, man. I got a bridge also in the Keys to sell you. You can also, maybe it's also part of your bucket list. If Chase Young is there at five, will your Fins draft him? Oh, hell yeah. There's no way he falls to five. How can the best player in the draft fall to five? Unless he's got like some cocaine rumor, meth rumor or something. We got to have something like, no way that guy falls to five. No way. Great news about the vaccine. I would like to know exactly what it is though. Fair enough. I don't know what you're talking about. There's a vaccine. Are they talking about some vaccine out there?
Well, they're actually testing some stuff.
Takes forever, bro.
Exactly.
They can talk all they want. It takes forever to get approved and all that stuff.
What they were saying is with these clinical tests and stuff and the placebo, you know, counter, they're talking about somewhere in the summertime that they might have. At, you know, definitive, like, we're on the right track, let's say. So, you know, look at it, man. That's freaking 2-3 months away.
It's crazy. All right, little music news. Three Doors Down. Do you like Three Doors Down? I like them.
For sure, man. Yeah.
They are streaming live tonight at 7 p.m. Central. So 8 p.m. our time. So if you want to see a little Three Doors Down for free, you will be able to catch that. Go to their Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff on their social media. And you'll get a little Three Doors Down. Nice job by Metallica. Their charitable foundation, All Within My Hands, continues to step up. They have announced 4 grants totaling $350,000 that will be dedicated to organizations assisting the relief efforts during coronavirus pandemic. In the wake of the spread of the coronavirus, the most vulnerable people in our community need help now more than ever, stated the band, while revealing the Feeding America Direct Relief Crew Nation and USBG National Charity Foundation would be receiving the financial aid. So nice job by Metallica. Very cool. And in sad news today in music, Bill Withers passed away at the age of 81. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Yes. And, of course, Lean On Me. Everybody knows Lean On Me. Bill Withers, man, is a badass. An absolute badass.
Some all-time iconic songs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Ain't No Sunshine and Lean On Me. Are you kidding
me?
Those
two, yeah, man. How many movies have those songs been in?
Oh, and the beauty of great music, ladies and gentlemen, okay, it doesn't die. Okay? I can jam Ain't No Sun. In fact, I'm going to get in my car, I'm going to hit my iTunes, and I'm going to put Ain't No Sunshine in honor of Bill Withers. Because I saw that as I was preparing here on the show, I saw that and it like made my heart heavy at that moment. Because obviously, I'm 53, man. I grew up with this kind of music. This was on my KTEL albums. Okay.
Wow.
Damn right, bro. I'm old. Old people know what I'm talking about with KTEL, huh? Young people are like, what the heck? What's that KTEL stuff? Mom, what's that KTEL stuff? Yeah. So if you're young and you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Probably on 8-track.
Just go say, hey, what are KTEL records and 8-tracks? And then they'll explain to you what that is.
You know what I'm going to do, man? Because you mentioned Three Doors Down. I'm thinking about that time.
Yes.
Vertical Horizons, Fuel. Just getting turned on to Incubus, you know, all that early 2000, 2001, 2, 3, around that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Some good stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. Just outside the 90s, you know. It's some of the very few good stuff that's left over, actually, you know, unfortunately. I mean, there's still some good bands coming out, so I'm not going to say it because, you know, obviously – whether it's Hailstorm or Greta or In This Moment or Texas Hippie Coalition, Them Evils. I mean, there are newer bands that I do like.
Skillet.
I like Skillet. Yeah, man. There's several bands that are new that I like. So, yeah.
Oh, no doubt, Aldalita's Way, man.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
Black Moods.
No doubt. But Bill Withers, rest in peace, sir. Rest in peace. Thank you for the incredible music. We got to thank, of course, Larry Schlossberg and all the great people out here. Remember, they've got the Acura loyalty program going on right now. So if you own or lease a vehicle, an Acura vehicle, and you want to come on down and get a new one, they'll give you $500 off the purchase of that next one. Also, you can purchase and they will drive it to your house. And they've got 90 days, no payments. So if you buy or lease, they know that times are tough right now, so in that transition, they're going to give you 90 days so you have to make your first payment, and then we're back to normal and hopefully back to a normal world, which is what would be nice in a few months. We thank all of you for tuning in. We thank all of you for your enormous support. We're going to be watching the downloads because
yes,
we are getting closer and closer to the 1 million mark. So hopefully we'll be in that 1 million mark in a couple of hours here.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, amazing. 7 months ago we started this thing, and we're going to hit 1 million downloads in, I would say, in a couple of hours. We'll probably hit 1 million downloads, and we will post it. But for all of you out there, thank you so much.
Because of you guys.
Yeah, go to our YouTube page. Please subscribe to our YouTube page. Please share the YouTube page.
Because of you folks. girls also the girls.
Yeah, the ladies are out there.
Yeah, man,
everybody is supporting our show. And the numbers are growing every single day. And we thank you for that because you know it's the only place in South Florida to get objective sports talk. No politics. We're not tied to the teams. You can get what you want to hear here every single day. Hey, tomorrow we'll see you on Sirius Mad Dog. We'll be on 8 in the morning, 8 to 11 in the morning, channel 82 on Sirius Mad Dog. I don't know, maybe we'll do something on Sunday if something breaks. You never know. Follow us and we'll tell you. But be safe out there more than anything else. Much love, folks.
Stay the course, yeah, and be safe. Thank you. Thank you again. Y'all have a nice weekend. This is the Big O Show.
This is the Big O Show.